And the date of the Torah Wednesday night? For Asher.
Good evening, everyone. So, there's two topics I want to cover tonight, what I didn't cover last time. Quite interesting. For me, both Brit Kiddushim never touched on at all. So, first Indian I want to talk about, how many men you need to start Chazas HaShat, to start Kadit, to start Kadosh after Shemoneh Esrei. That's one topic I want to cover in a couple of minutes, and hopefully after that I want to cover for a couple of minutes is to be staff for a minion. If you're in the site, you can, if you're in the side room and you can hear, is that called, you're part of the minion, you're not part of the minion, you could see, you're not in a room, what's our lochas there? So let's start with the first topic. So let's start with the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun Hei Sif Vav, what's talking about Hilchas Tefillah. So the Shulchan Aruch starts off as follows. Then Ischel Echom Esol is Bala Levada. You've got a minion of 10 people, and one of them starts off davening by himself. It probably means that he's prolonging his Shemoneh Esrei, so he's not finished by the time the Chazan's about to start. In Yochel and Siman, he's not able to answer Kaddish or Kedush or whatever with them. That's one case. Oh, Ishehu Yoshin, that you've got a minion of 10 people and one guy's asleep. Afilochim Etzta'afimoyim. So again, so there's two cases here in the Shulchan Aruch. Either that one guy is still in the middle of his Shemoneh Esrei, he can't answer Amen or Yehi Shmei Rabba or Kedusha, because he's still doing his own quiet Shemoneh Esrei, or Yishehu Yoshin, or he's sleeping, and obviously therefore he also can't answer the Kedusha or Kaddish or whatever. And Filachim Mitzdarif, you mind, he's able to be Mitzdarif. So
the beginning of that, he's sleeping from the beginning.
Well, definitely by after Shemoneh Esrei. After Shemoneh Esrei, he fell asleep. So he's not able, let's say by Maariv, he's not able to answer Kaddish, or by Shachar Samenchah, he's not able to answer Kedusha, or slowly. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. So now there's two Mishnah Berurot very important over here, and then there's another Shulchan Aruch. So the first Mishnah Berurot says as follows: V'hu adin yosim e'echod. The first opinion is, let's talk about the guy who's still in his quiet Shemoneh Esrei. So Shulchan Aruch says one guy. What about more than that? So first opinion is, as long as you've got majority of people who can answer, then divided, let's say, for both for Chazas HaShat or for Kaddish afterwards, as long as you've got that, obviously, six people who can answer, then it's okay.
Excluding the Chaz.
No, I'm not convinced. Let's say you've got 10 people. Let's knock off the Chaz. No, six will include the Chaz, and six will be okay. If you've got, so you've got, let's knock off the chazan, so you've got nine. It's Mishnah Berurah says you need roi that are not davening. So as long as you've got five out of nine, that's the first, as they say, hold your horses, because there's a few opinions over there. That's the first opinion. Then the next opinion is Yesh Machmim Yosim Echol, that we allow one guy still davening or still sleeping, but you can't have more than that. So let's say you've got exactly a minion of 10. So you've got the chazan, and then we'll allow one more person in his own Shemoneh Esrei, and we'll allow one more person in his own Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore that person can't answer Kaddish or Kedusha. We won't allow more than that. Then he says, what about Yoshin? Yoshin vada in his staff for filling mokum atchap yosim echad. That this homachlos is only in the gavison, a few people are still down in the ocean when Esra and they're not finished, therefore they can't answer. But the gavison sleeping, Zichah can't have more than one guy sleeping. So not more than one guy sleeping will be okay. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah says later in Sifkot HaLamadala that this halacha what the Shulchan Aruch says, you can have someone sleeping and it's still okay, is a debate. The Taz argues and says that you bring the Prima God, and that someone sleeping is like a shoti, it's not about Das Bachlam. So that you can't be mitzvah. But so let's summarize so far what we've seen over here. Legabe, someone sleeping, So it seems to imply that maybe one will be okay, but not more than one will be okay. The Gabe, a few people still in the middle of the Oshma and Esra, and therefore they can't answer Kaddish or Kedusha or any Amid of Chazas or Shats. So it seems to be a machloek, in this Mishabel seems to be a machloek, that definitely if you've got one still down is okay, and there's a machloek in Mishabel where he allows more than one up to Roiv. He seems to be happy to, yes, rely on the other opinion that up to Roiv will be okay. So it seems to imply over here that you can rely on it. Let's say you've got exactly a minion of 10 and you've got 5, you've got the Chazan and you've got 5, five are finished, then the Chazan can start his Kaddish or Chazas HaShem. But there's a big kasha what the Chodim are very busy with, that there's another Shulchan Aruch from Sim Kuf Chaf Dalet, the East Dalet, what says as follows.
Out of that 10, 6 are answering, including the Chazan.
Yeah.
1 is sleeping, that's okay.
No, then you love it. But you think of those.
Sleeping and then 2 are still governing.
No. The sleeping one is probably talking about that everyone else is probably finished their own Shema and Esra. Yeah. It's two separate cases. You've got
one. I know, I'm bringing that case as well.
Well, you want to say you've got a million of 10.
One sleeping,
and then
sleeping, 3 doubling. 6 doubling, 2 sleeping, Shema
and Esra. No, 3 doubling.
It's probably low.
Like,
probably would be okay.
That would not be okay.
No, that the fee one opinion, it would be okay. So again, you've got 10 people. So we're knocking off the chazan. So you're left with 9.
Nah.
Now you need a majority. According to all opinions, you need a majority of those 9. You need a majority that can answer. So you've got 5. So you want to say, do you need 4 that are in the Oshman Esser, or even if you've got 3 in the Oshman Esser and one guy sleeping? According to one opinion, one guy sleeping will be okay.
Exactly,
because it was his family. Yeah, yeah. Saying the Mishabur later seems to be quite adamant that to go with the Taz that sleeping is a problem because he's kashoita. But according to the first opinion in Mishabur that sleeping is okay, then in Achanami, even in that scenario, yeah.
Now,
the obvious question is, what makes a Matthew Nafkamina la Alocha is, the Shulchan Aruch later, in Sima Kuf Chaf Dalet, Sif Dalet, said as follows, Kshashir Sibu Choyzat Tfilah, when the Shir Sibu does Chazos HaShatz, HaKol Yeshem Lishtoik Olechavon Lebrochas, Shem Vore Chazon Lan Samein. Now, everyone in all the congregation, the Sibu should listen to what the Chazon is saying, and answer Samein on all the Brochas. Now, we don't have 9 people who are listening to the brachas of the Chazan Chazas HaShatz. It's a brach levatala. Therefore, lochin kol adam yas atzmoi kilu ein tishol zelosse v'chem leber sechaz. As if there's only 9 people listening and to v'chem to berchas sechaz. So let's focus on these words. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say very stark averta that if you don't have 9 people listening to the brachas of the Chazan, it's a brach levatala. What's going on over here? He just said over here that definitely one guy davening is Oshma and Esra, or Mishpul says even as long as you've got Roiv who can answer, then you can be okay to start Chazas HaShatz with 6 or 7 people finishing Oshma and Esra. So like, it's an open contradiction going on over here. So there's 2 answers given by the Achrein, what makes a massive enough comment. The first answer given is by the Drisha. The Drisha says that if you're, I'll first say the Teretz and then we'll explain what comes out. He says that this halacha in Kuf Chaf Dalet that you need to have 9 people finished to answer Chazas HaShatz, he says it's only a lachatchila. And he's metayed the words, Korev liyos b'choy salavachah. It's best to have, if you don't have 9 people close, he doesn't say it is a brach vatala. It says, Korev liyos b'choy salavachah. It's close, like a brach vatala. So it's not nishta eg veld. It's not the end of the world if you don't have. If it's lechatchila to have. See, he says that lechatchila I should have like Kuf Chaf Dalet. I should have 9. But the Eved I can get away with less than that. So what would come out according to that lechatchila you should have at least both for Marif, for Kaddish and for Shachas Amencha Chazas HaShatz. Lechatchila I should have 9 people. 9 people finish. To answer, but the Eved, then I can rely on Siman Nun Hey that one or maybe even as long as you've got Roiv, you can start with 6 or 7. But Lachat Chila, in the best case scenario, it's best to have at least a minyan that are to wait for. That's what comes out according to the drisha. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says another test, a very interesting test. He says, when the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chof Dalet says that I need to have at least 9 people, that he's talking about Chazar Sashat, because this whole sim is talking about Chazar Sashat. So when it comes to Chazar Sashat, then I need to have at least 9 people listening. But when it comes in Siman Nun Hey, that he says that if I've got one person who's still down and he can't answer, that's talking about by Mariv, that is no Chazar Sashat. It's just talking about answering Kaddish. For that, I don't need to have all 10 people finish. Then I can start already Kaddish when I've got one guy davening, or maybe even more than one, as long as you've got Roiv. So it comes out according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that when it comes to Shachris or Menachah Chazar Sashat, this whole simon of Nun Hey, what we spoke about earlier, that I can start with 6 or 7 or 8, does not apply. That goes out the window. When it comes to Chazar Sashat, I need to have 9 people. Without 9 people listening, including the Chazan 10, there's nothing, you can't. When it comes to Mariv, then I can get away with having a majority of the people, or maybe one, or more than one. So, hold on. Yeah. According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, when it comes to Mariv, then, so there's two, there's a sort of a chumah and kolah what comes out. So according to Drisha, let's start with that. Lechatchila, both for Shachris and for Mariv, I should always have 10. That's some Kuf Chof Dalet. 10 people, 9, when I should have 9 people finishing, including the Chazan 10, and only then should the Chazan start Kaddish or Chazar Sashat. But the Eved, according to the, so I want to say now the Drisha. According to Drisha, Lechatchila should have 10, that means 9 except the Chazan. But the Eved, if I've got 1 or even 3 or 4, then I've got most people that are finished, it's okay. But according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, when it comes to Shachris HaMincha, even with the Eved, it's not okay. I need to have at least 9 people who are finished, including the Chazan and Minyan to start. But when it comes to Mariv, then there's no Lechatchila B'chlal to have 10 people, and I can start Kaddish after Mariv with 6 or maybe 1 opinion, the Mishpah brings them 8 or 9. It could be Lechatchila to have 9. And to have 9 including the Chazan. But definitely I won't need to have 10 when it comes to Mariv. That's part one. Now, part two I'd like to discuss is about joining, places you can join a minyan. So let's give a short hakdama. The Mishnah in Pesachim says, Daf Pei Hei on base, that there's a halacha about the carbon Pesach, that you have to eat the carbon Pesach in a designated area. You can't take the carbon Pesach, it's a yetzah, outside the place where it's meant to be eaten. And the Mishnah there in Pesachim, Daf Pei Hei on base, says as follows, that what's considered inside, let's say the chabur of the carbon Pesach in a room, what's considered in the room that can't be taken out? So he says, on the inner part of the doorway, that is still considered within inside the room, and it's okay. On the outer part of the doorway, is not considered in the room, and that will be a problem for psoriotes, so that's been taken out the room. That's what the Mishnah says concerning carbon Pesach. Then the Gemara says, that also concerning tefillah, what means everyone needs to be in the same room, then if you're in the inner part, let's say a doorway, in the inner part of the doorway, you're considered inside the room where the people are davening. If you're in the outer part of the doorway, then you're not considered in the room where people are davening, and you're not part of the minyan. That's what Rashi says. If you're in the inner part of the doorway, it starts with 10 people. But on the outer part of the doorway, you're not part of the minyan. That's one opinion. Then the Gemara brings another opinion of Reb Shua ben Levi that says, "Afinu mechitza shabazal is not masik ben yisol avish v'ashamayim." You can have a minion here. You can have a few people outside or upstairs. Everyone scattered around. It's still okay. But what seems to be taken on is the opinion of Rav. We'll see in a minute that you need to have everyone in the same room. So the Shul Sarashba asked a bomber kasher. He said in the olden days, it doesn't really exist now, that the omod, where the chazan used to stand, and the bimah, where they used to lay from, had its, was gavoya tef, was 10 high, and it was rochav dalad, or 4 wide, and it had walls all around it. That's what used to be in the olden days. So, from the floor 10 high, 4 wide, and it had walls all around. So actually, I'm leading myself to Shabbos in Kolel at the moment, so I know about Rishuyas. So that gives it halach of its own Rishus. Because it was 10 high, 4 wide, with walls around. So l'chora, the omud, where the chazan is standing, as a Rashba, should be in a different, considered in a different Rishus, like in a different room. How can a Gemara say over here, that in Pesachim, that for tefillah, everyone needs to be in the same room? In the old, how it used to be in the olden days, the chazan was considered in a different, it's no difference if he's in a different room or if he's in his omud, what had a loch of a different shul, it's like he's in a different room. So what's going on? How can it be okay? That's what the Rashba asks in Shuvah. And the Rashba says two tirutzim. The first answer, he says that the bima of the chazan is bottom to the shul because it's meant to serve the shul. The second answer that the Rashba gives is, when the Gemara Pesachim says that you need to be in the same room, it's only talking about if you can't see the rest of the Sibyl. If you're in a different room and you can't see, then it's a problem. But if you're able to see the rest of the Sibyl and the rest of the Sibyl can see you, then even though you're in a different room, you can still be mitzvah. So he says, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. He says, therefore it's okay by the Bima, because the Bima, even though it's considered that he's in a different room, he can see the Sibyl, the Sibyl can see him, therefore it's okay. And the Rashba brings it right to that, based on the Gemara Brocha, that says, the Gabi Zimel, really need to be in the same room to make Mitzvah for Zimel. He says that if in a different room, and you're able to see each other in the other room, then you can still be Mitzvah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So now, how does that apply in the halacha? So let's see. So first, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Nun Hei Sifid Gimel that Sor Shehei Kol Asar B'Mokam Echad. I need to have all 10 people in the same room. Or Shiach Sibu, you have to have the Shiach Sibu in the same room as well. That means everyone needs to be standing in the same room to be standing for a minion. And he says that if you, let's say, in part of the doorway, like the Gemara Pesachim, the inner part of the doorway considered in the same room and you're mitzvah for the minyan, the outer part of the doorway like a separate room and you're not mitzvah for a minyan. So according to Sifid Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch, everyone needs to be in the same room to be mitzvah for a minyan, and only then you consider part of the minyan. Now, says Sifid Dalad, based on Shulchan Aruch, Misha Oymin Achoye Beis HaKnesset, someone's behind the shul or in the doors open and in another room, or Beneim Chaloin and you've got a window, I feel a gavoy kamakomas, it's a window quite high, I feel in a rock of Alba, or Mala and Polo Misham, and you're able to see inside, Mr. Fimar and Nasara. As long as, even if you're in a different room, as long as you could see inside, then you're on Mr. for 10 people. So it comes out from this Shulchan Aruch, what the Shulchan Aruch seems to be quite happy to take on like that, is that even if you're not in the same room, as long as you can see from the room where you are to the chazan, then even if there's 10 people in a room and you're in the other room, consider part of the minyan, and even if there's only 8 people over here and there's 2 people over there, as long as you can see each other, you're all considered part of the minyan. The Bialocha is not happy to take on like this sif of you. Of the Shulchan Aruch based on the Rashba of Sim, because he says that's a special loch of the Gabi Zimun, that if you can, even if you can see each other, you're not in the same room. When it comes to davening, then if you're in a different room, even if you can see each other, then it's not okay. But the Shulchan Aruch over here does seem to be very happy to take on. He says if you b'shas atchak, you should, but not b'shas atchak, then it's okay to have 10 people, 8 people in one room and 2 people in a room next to, and you're able to see everyone else, as long as you're able to see, even if you're in different rooms, then you can consider part of the minyan. So even, let's say, a mitzvah would be very good. You've got 8 people in the base of Medrash and 2 people in the small room, and they can see you and you can see them, then you're able to be part of the minyan. Or if you've got 10 people in the Beis HaMedrash and you're, let's say, damning yourself in that side room and you can see them and they can see you, then you would be part of the minyan. So it comes down to Machloikos of the Mishnah Berurah himself, the Be'alocha, whether we're happy to take on like that, the Gabi Tefillah, if you're not in the same mood, be able to see each other, whether you missed out for a minyan.
I'm not standing at the door the whole time to see them. I'm moving in. So when I'm standing there, I can't see them. Do I have to stand there and see them? You have to be seen.
Let's say the door's closed.
You have to be seen.
The whole time?
I imagine so, yes.
Where
I mean,
it's in the side room. No, because people from the base of Medrash can see. You can see to the side room. Yeah, and then it's on in that little cheder shlishi there. You know, next to the coffee room, you can't. Maybe that's a bad.
You see by the door.
If you
the whole time you have to stand there.
You have to be you have to be seen. So let's say if there's a minion in here and someone's standing there by the window and you can't see, then it would be okay.
Oh, no, it says you have to be seen.
Yeah.
You can't move around.
Yeah, correct.
One guy can see them, that's okay. I know one guy can see those two. I can see one guy. You see one person, that's fine.
Yeah.
Very much. What's the minion announced at 9? We should get 9 people.